Good morning, and thank you again for sharing with us in the devotions from the Anglican Church of the Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Lyndon Douglas, priest with responsibilities for St. Ambrose Church on the corner of Happy and Healthy, Gladstone and Carmichael Roads. Let us pray. Lord, pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given the good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. For reflection, we want to look at a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 to 22. Behold, a man came up to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what good deeds must I do to have eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these I have kept. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The word of the Lord. W-O-R-K. We all do it, in some form or of another, perhaps every day. And it is usually different for each of us, depending on who we are. While each person's work may look different, all work share one thing in common. It's work. The rich young ruler has done it all right. He has worked hard. He has a level of financial security, money, possessions. And according to him, he has kept all the laws faithfully. In his mind, he has done all the right things to experience, perhaps even to entitle him to a better life, to have access to a better place, heaven. Yet, despite such a good track record, Jesus tells him that something is still lacking. "Go," Jesus says, "sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." What seems to be unfolding here is not so much possessing things, but allowing things to possess us. The things that were supposed to make us happy or make him happy actually did the opposite. For Jesus ends by telling us that he left sad. Jesus is trying to help him see that the good he did and the things he acquired, they now seem to be pushing him away from God and human relationships. What are the things that we so treasure? Those things that we allow to possess us sometimes without even realizing. Those things we refuse to let go of. Those things which we thought were adding to our life, but in reality, they are taking away from us, robbing us and keeping us from a better life. And for some, it may not be material things or possessions. Maybe it is our need to always be right. For some, maybe it's holding grudges, refusing to forgive. Greed, being cantankerous, things that hamper rather than help our health. For the man in this story, it was money and good deeds. What is it for you? Jesus extends an invitation to each one of us to a better life, a life the way God intended life to be lived, free from the things that tend to weigh us down. Therefore, in whatever you do, challenged by God's word, do so with a pure heart, right motives, if you desire to be in a better place and become a better you. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we continue to ask your guidance today and always. As we reflect on your word and your continual goodness, may we each discover your will for our lives. Reassure us, O Lord, that you have a blessed purpose for all who believe in you. Continue to work this faith in our hearts, and may we be mindful and responsive always to the needs of others, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.